Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence. The
score! This hour is sponsored by almostfreeteeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
The views and opinions of Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, and Mark Grody should not be taken too seriously,
especially when they give advice.
Do not take Marshall's analogies literally,
especially when it comes to Russell Dorsey.
The sports thoughts of Rahimi, Harris, and Grody may change at any time.
It's just sports.
Okay, thanks, bye.
Rahimi, Harris, and Grody, 10 to 2 on 670 The...
So we got to interview Josh Giddey yesterday, and here's what he had to say after Marshall asked him a question about what the Bulls can accomplish in the Eastern Conference.
You know, I think the world of this group, and I think we can do special things.
He hasn't felt the loss of three straight playing games. I understand why he's so enthusiastic.
He has hope.
He has hope.
Hope is a dangerous thing. Hope can drive a man insane.
And this would be a revolution for this team to jump up and assert itself into a top six team in the East.
Wide open top side. Three ball by Giddey. Knocks it down. Boots clean one. Three ball. Bam! Back to back jacks. Timeout, Detroit.
Burrow dribble drive sealed off left baseline. Nice pass. And Gonzalez with right-handed dunk right in the grill of Isaiah Stewart. Oh, my goodness.
That's a pumpkin pie in your eye.
What?
Jones going upstairs and thrown down a two-handed slam. Now it's Gonzalez eating some rim.
Shot slam a jab his back, baby. Throw it up there. Might as well go get it.
Bulls win. Bulls win. Bulls win. What a ball game in the Bulls season opener, 115-111.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That's right. The Bulls are 1-0. This is Rahimi, Harris, and Grody on 670 The Score. We will talk football on the show today, but yeah, we got to start with the big game last night at the United Center. I was a little worried at tip-off whether or not the crowd would fill out, but it did, and they saw red indeed. Bulls were up by as many as 23 points. They end up eking out a 115-111 win over last year's sixth seed, the Detroit Pistons, and that's it. If you needed an understanding of what this team can be, a pleasant, surprising win where I feel like the team moved the ball even better than they did at the second half of last season. We saw really established, I think, floor sets as well, focusing on players that we know are going to be part of the future, like Matis Buzelis, like Josh Giddey, of course, and making do without guys like Kobe White. That was a good win for the team. To start off like that strong, I think it speaks to a lot of what we talked about when we did our predictions. They're going to keep this going with this concept. These same players, they want to run, they want to score points. And what we saw was, number one, pleasing to the United crowd, which I feel like was good to go to the United Center and give them a win. But also, best thing they could do after that play-in game was to show up last night at home, and they did just that.
They got a chance to win the game, and I was in immediate contrast and compare mode, because do you remember their first game last season that was at home against the Oklahoma City Thunder and how that went? It was almost juxtaposed as opposite day compared to what we saw last night.
It was, because even in that game, what did we joke about? How you and I were both like, wait a second, how the Thunder get up by 19 points so quickly? And the Bulls get up by 23. And they kept that lead. You know, they got out to a big lead in the first quarter. We saw what they were able to do shooting. What was it? They held the Pistons to 36% from the floor in that first quarter. And then we saw the Bulls shoot 48%. And that's really how they carried at least the first three frames until about, what, 9-10 minutes left in the game?
Let's just say the fourth quarter didn't exactly go their way. They got outscored 32-21 in the fourth. And the Pistons, look, my favorite thing about the NBA, or one of my favorite things, I should say, because it's not my favorite thing, everybody makes a run. So, like, games that you think are almost over are almost never all the way over. And we had to go down inside the last 15 seconds to a crucial call, a review, and the determination that Josh Giddey indeed was fouled by Cade Cunningham to understand that, hey, it could have been the Pistons with no shot clock, a chance to win the game down one if that call doesn't get reversed and the foul's not called on Cade Cunningham.
It was smart. It was smart of Billy Donovan to challenge once we did see that foul. Cade Cunningham did make contact with Giddey. We thought it was a turnover initially, and frankly, I'm used to seeing turnovers from the Bulls. I saw a lot of them. You know, and that's a few years running now. So I was like, oh, man, what a bad time to have a turnover. But the challenge was correct, and it ended up going in favor of the Bulls, and that really helped seal the game for them. Also, I want to get this started now. I think we should just keep the phone lines open, 312-644-6767, because I know people like to call us, talk to us about basketball, especially after the first game of the year, pivotal game. So we'll do that for you. The biggest part of it to me was also, I feel like even in transition when we're talking about it with Brandon Fryer, for example.
I'm sorry if I got a little over the top.
No, don't be sorry. People on the text line liked your fire and your passion. 224 says, don't apologize for that passion, Marshall. Love your work. Have a great show, you two.
Oh, thanks.
And 630 says, strong stuff, Marshall. But that's kind of the point. You're trying to figure out, with a lot of this season, you're going to try to figure out how much of what we saw out of the Bulls in March and April of last season was fool's gold. That's part of this. How much of that was other teams resting players, was other teams feeling like they needed to tank, for example. And the best thing they can do is show you that they're going to come out against a playoff team like Detroit, who, as Adam Amin and Stacey King pointed out during the broadcast, were remarkably improved from the season prior for them. So that was 23-24. JB Bickerstaff is a very respected coach in the league. You come out and you perform in that manner, that shows that you're trying to chip away at that thought, and you're doing so in the right ways. I was very impressed with what we saw offensively. I asked this question to Adam Amin when he was on our show earlier this week, Marshall, if the Bulls could possibly play at a faster pace than what they played at in those last 2 months of the season. Not only do I feel like they did that, the offensive sets were deliberate. Billy Donovan was asked about the ball movement last night.
Just curious about your emphasis on cutting this year. It feels like that's been a much bigger part of your offense. Obviously, Modest had the big dunk on that. But what is sort of the commentary from you guys internally about any sort of emphasis you're putting on that this year, maybe more than less?
Yeah, I mean, we've put a lot on it just from the perspective. I think, you go through the offseason, you talk to the players and stuff, and you always kind of pick their brain. Where do we got to get better? And I think one area we all knew we had to get better, it was in the half court, right? Because we were that team where if we really, really ran and that got shut off or the game got slowed or there was dead balls or fouls and we were playing a lot in the half court, we at times struggled, you know, with that. And for us, we've got to get bodies off of us, and we don't have like a player that you're just going to put the ball in his hands and just say, okay, go manufacture a shot, just go get one. And maybe you force to double team, and that creates ball movement. So we have to do it kind of collectively because we're just not built like that team-wise. And I've always felt like the whole's got to be better than the parts. And that's why I like what Trey did at the end of the game with Vooch, because even those two guys were playing pick and roll. I mean, outside of Vooch making a couple floaters, everybody else kind of touched the ball a little bit, you know. And because Vooch's a good passer, I think cutting around him helps us. But we have to do that because, you know, listen, Detroit's a very good defensive team. They're very, very physical. You just get bogged down in the half court and there's very, very limited movement, we're going to have a hard time.
Well, that tells you everything you need to know.
I think, and this is why I try to explain to people that this team should be better than last year's team and that the 15-5 at the end is not a misrepresentation of what they are in the regular season. Billy Donovan is a great coach. all of the players that play for Billy Donovan clearly believe in him and will run through a wall for him. They are here to execute what, honestly, for a player, is a fun system where we're just going to continue to run and run and run some more. And everybody's going to get shots up because guess what? There's enough shots to go around because we're on the run.
Cardio for everybody.
Cardio for everybody. And understanding that last year was the first time for several of those players to go through that with Billy. Two things. One, Josh Giddey trying to adjust in a new city with a new team and understanding that Zach LaVine was still here for the first half of the season. Another thing, trade deadline. Players who were acquired at the trade deadline. Mm-hmm. Look at how seamlessly guys like Trey Jones and Zach Collins and Kevin Huerter all fit into this offense. It didn't take as long as it normally does. And now they've had a whole offseason. They understand what the plan is. Everyone is on board with what we're trying to do here. And knowing that even though defensively you're not where you want to be, there are elements of that that can improve with the return of Jones, the return of Ayo Dosunmu, with hopefully the eventual return of Zach Collins and obviously Coby White, but also Isaac Okoro as an addition of the guy. I ain't here to score points. I'm here to play defense and provide a level of physicality that was sorely missing many times throughout last season. And understanding that other teams don't play hard every night and you can just literally outrun them on nights, that's why I think this team is going to be a playoff team this year.
No, I feel like it makes sense. And it's like what I think Robbie Triano said in our prediction segment. They show us where this roster didn't, like, show us where this roster got worse. Now, they traded Zach LaVine midseason. So, you know, they started with him, so you could argue that. Anytime somebody earns the max, they're an all-star. Yeah, that's a good player. If you don't have one of those on your team, it's a problem. I argue Vooch could have made the all-star team last year fairly easily. And that would have also illustrated that the roster was not as different. So you can take that for what it's worth. But what we saw, it's so hard to me in the NBA to just come out and say, we need to get better in the half court. How many decades of playoff discussions have we had where we're saying that team isn't good enough in the half court? So Billy's like, we wanted to get better at this. And so far, we've seen them be able to do so. The Bulls were up by as many as 23 points in this game. And as we said, they were shooting at an excellent clip and playing well enough defensively before the Pistons made, I think, some adjustments in the fourth quarter to be able to challenge that lead. But you at least like what you're seeing, especially after how they got off the court last year. Like, I'm not talking about preseason. I'm talking about that terrible effort against the Heat.
Yeah,
and frankly, knowing what happened to Terry Rozier this morning, does that make it worse?
Doesn't make it better. It doesn't make it better. I think, can I issue an apology? Because I feel like I should issue an apology. I owe an apology to Nikola Vucevic because I was under the impression that this man had regressed and was washed. And I don't know what's going on. He's not going to play that much. And clearly he was playing possum and taking care of his body and kind of just chilling in the preseason, going through the motions, as it were.
I'm because just chilling.
Because when it was time to play an actual game, the man comes out, gives you 33 minutes. He drops a double, a strong 28 and 14 double-double. Maybe the most important thing that he did in that game, besides actually, you know, score and get points,
yeah,
is the fact that he got Jalen Duren immediately in foul trouble. Jalen Duren didn't have a rebound in the first half. Have you seen Jalen Duren play against the Bulls in years past where he just does whatever he wants in the paint?
Yes, yes.
That did not happen yesterday. I think Nikola Vucevic showed a level of determination, physicality, grit, and just grown manness that stuck with me last night. And I will not be underestimating what he can do from here on out.
Because the play-in games have no home when it comes to NBA stats. I tried to look up the box score of the play-in game last year.
Was that hard for you?
You can't. It didn't exist.
It's in the ether.
I can find it.
Is it stupid? Is it silly that they don't count those play-in stats?
In a list view? Yes, it is.
I agree. That's my thought on it.
If they're playing a professional game, then it should count toward their professional stats. Like, figure out where you want to put them. Either they go to your regular season or they go to your postseason. And I understand postseason stats make you more money, but at least count them somewhere.
Yeah, I'm not happy with the Bulls settling for play-in territory, but at least count the damn stats.
What exactly did you want to know from that game? Because I have the box score right here, because I know where the hidden stats are. I know where
I need to know what Terry Rozier did in that game.
Terrazzo did not play. It was a coach's decision.
Interesting.
Good decision.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, after the video we saw,
this isn't like the NCAA where they could take the win off the board. Like, okay, we're invalidating these wins where Terry Rozier took
place. They just invalidated Terry Rozier. That's what happened in that game.
Yeah, he didn't play. DMP coach's decision.
It didn't really matter because those who did play wrecked shop in that game. It came up when I was thinking about what happened this morning. Breaking news is, as you guys know, this morning, and that announcement came at 9. So we didn't have a lot of time to be able to do some back-end research.
As I look at this box score, I just do want to remind you, the Bulls never led that game. They trailed by as many as 25, and we were all like, this is what we waited for? This is what we waited
for?
And
I know, especially in the NBA, your last game is not going to be indicative of your next season, perhaps at all. But for me to be able to talk about a win that counts after a loss that most certainly did, that's a nice feeling. Preseason is what it is. You're trying to get guys minutes. As you said, even with Vooch, you can't take it that seriously as an indicator of what you're going to see.
With the play-in, it just left a bad taste in your mouth, which you knew could not be removed until last night. Like, that's your lasting impression of the Bulls.
And even then, it probably can't get removed until you see the Bulls make an actual playoff series.
I'm willing to forgive you, but I can't forget.
Precisely. Our segment is brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score, talking about the Bulls win. We'll open up our phone lines to you if you want to join in the conversation, if you want to hit us up on text, which you've been doing, or join us on Twitch, 312-644-6767. Twitch is twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. Our crew, Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano, Brandon Fryer helping out as well. Our video team is Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, and Max Curtis as we broadcast live from the Score's Hyundai Studios. Brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. When we have breaking news on the Score, it's brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. Coming up next, more Bulls talk, because there are three main players in this that I think we need to discuss. Number one is the 35-year-old man at the five. We do need to talk about Nikola Vucevic. We also need to discuss Modest Bouzelis' game last night, because if that's indicative of what we're going to see this season and then some, you have reason to be excited. And of course, the guy we had on earlier this week, Josh Giddey. So we'll do that next. You can join us too, 312-644-6767. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's search and inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Raheemy Harrison Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Nice pass! The Zellers throws it down with a hammer dunk with the right hand from Jalen Smith. Nice pass. And Gonzalez with right-handed dunk right in the grill of Isaiah Stewart. Oh, my goodness.
That's a pumpkin pie in your eye. Mattis Gonzalez. Give me the whipped cream.
Bill was on one last night. That Bill Whittington
as
and Chuck Swirsky.
What?
On the Bulls Radio Network. This is Raheemy and Harris on 670 The Score. And Mattis Gonzalez did have a great game. And there were some very nice lobs for dunks that happened in the 115-111 win over the Pistons. For the Bulls, Mattis with 21 points. He was 7 of 12 shooting, 7 for 7 from the line. He had 6 rebounds. He also had 1 assist. That's a nice line for 34 minutes for the young one.
Don't you dare leave out the 3 blocks, because that's where I'm looking at the defensive step up from why he couldn't get on the floor at the beginning of his rookie season to where he is now. I think the fact that he's become a plus and not a minus on the defensive side of the ball is one of the reasons why I really... Hey, if you didn't listen to me yesterday, I told the people. Did I not tell the people? I said, Mattis Gonzalez, plus 1,800, most improved player of the year. Those odds have gone from 18-1 to 12-1 overnight. You had your opportunity.
We know Chicago likes to move the money line as a market, and when they feel good about the Bulls, they will let you know. That is for sure. But it also shows that if he's going to dunk like that and he's going to block like that, you need him to be an above-the-rim player. And that is good proof that he is going to mature into being a consistent one.
I love the fact that he was 7 of 7 from the line, too, because that means you're willing to go inside, get physical with people, and when you get sent to the line, you're a threat to score from there. And that can make the difference, really, in a 4 to 5 points per game average if you can get to the line and make your free throws. We know plenty of people who have gotten to the line and not made their free throws, but for Gonzalez at his age to understand as a young tactician, a young student of the game, if you will, what it is and what it isn't, this is great right now, what I see with this development.
Well, you're not the only one who's excited about Mattis. Just listen to what Vooch had to say in the locker room after the game.
Those are big plays, you know, dunks, walks, anything like that. They bring energy into the crowd. They bring energy, you know, within the team. But it's a huge play, and I'm very proud of Mattis. He became a man tonight. You know, he got his first legit poster. He tried to claim he dunked on D'Angelo Russell or something last year, but I'm like, you know, Mattis, he had 2 feet bigger than him. So, you know, this is the first one. So, and he's finally a sophomore, no more rookie. So, yeah, he's grown, which is nice to see. But, you know, it was a big play for us. I needed time too, because they were trying to kind of make a comeback, and it was a great play, you know, by him. But you know, he's able to do that. He has, you know, great physical attributes, very athletic guy, and he just, you know, I think he enjoys taking on that challenge, and that was a great play. You know, Stewart's a big guy. I think he caught some of the ball, so for nice way to finish, it was huge.
He became a man tonight. The way he folded that in, I think he did it just to see if anybody was going to pay attention. He became a man tonight. He had his first legit poster.
How fitting is this? So Mattis Gonzalez, his birthday is October 13th. That's 10 days ago, right? On October 13th, he turned 21, and for legal reasons, became a man. He can drink. He can do all the things.
Can't rent a car.
Well, you can rent a car, but you got to pay the extra surcharge. I know this is a former 24-year-old who rented a car, and they were like, "Oh, well, you got to put this extra money down." And
think
all that
he
stuff.
Can afford it?
I think he can afford it. I think he can afford it. So for him, in this season debut, I'm 21 now. I'm a man.
I'm a man.
For him to do what he did to Isaiah Stewart, and for his quasi dad. Because 35, it's like, I can't even call you like big brother. You're 35, and this, he wasn't even a man 10 days ago until he turned 21. For him to kind of pass the torch to you, I love that. I love the sense of this Bulls team, and this is why I like the fact that they brought those guys back from last year to this year, because the cohesion is already baked in. The cohesion is there.
It is, and it was there. Remember when DeMar would do that with like Io and Dalen Terry, and he called him as young as...
Yeah.
Those are his children's.
Exactly.
So, I love that stuff.
But Gonzalez, I think this is just step one of a new season, and you know he understood why he wasn't even getting playing time last year. He talked about it like, I wasn't any good at defense, and now I'm getting better. And he had some early mistakes when he would be in the game for, you know, 10 minutes or so in a game. Now he is being counted on as a frontline player for the Chicago Bulls.
Well, additionally, think about who's going to be in the floor even last night in the closing minutes of the game. That's a big part of this, is how many times were we asking last season whether or not Modest Bouzelis was going to be on the floor in crucial minutes in a game, and we didn't have that base to draw from. He wasn't on the floor. So to be able to earn this and to do what he's done in the preseason leading to this, and then get the vote of confidence from Vooch, and really the veteran love like that, I mentioned DeMar, for example, that shows it's a fun team. Like, I love that stuff when you can share that with everybody. So that's a good sign too, what you talk about with the chemistry and just the veteran partnership there with the young players. That's a very good thing.
One of the biggest things about this team specifically, because we talked about Vooch, and I think he was like the player of the game last night, 28-14. He got Duren in foul trouble. He set the tone with that. And obviously his big floaters late. When they looked like they were having some trouble scoring the basketball, they went to Vooch, which is, I know Stacey King was happy about that, because he always talks about get it to your big man and work off of him.
Your skilled big man, too.
Yes. I mean,
for all we talk about with defense, the best thing he can do is exactly what happened. And the Bulls got in some foul trouble, too. You remember Giddey was toeing the line with five fouls, and they decided to bring him back in for those closing minutes. So for Vooch to do the same thing and force foul trouble, that's exactly what you want an offensive-minded five to be able to do.
I also expect, and I expected and still expect, Ayo Dosunmu to have a huge season. It's a contract year for him. He obviously missed the end of last season with an injury, and now he's probably their most steady player, mm-hmm. in that he's not going to wow you necessarily, but he's going to make all the right plays. He's going to do all the right things on defense especially. We know he can finish in the open court when they do decide to push, but for him to have 14 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists off the bench.
And 27 minutes off the bench, too. Those are significant minutes.
I think that's important for Herter to be that 3-point threat to help spread the floor, to have 15 points off the bench as well. Again, I think it's going to take 10 guys. You know, Dalen Terry played 6 minutes and 20 seconds, right? But in my mind, when Coby White and Zach Collins come back, the depth is there.
Right.
And, you know, AK, one of the things he talked about with Spiegel and Holmes is how you need 10 guys now. We see it with Oklahoma City and the Thunder and what they did last year, and even in their double overtime win over the Rockets on opening night.
The Warriors were doing that quite a bit, too. They decided to go with a big rotation in a lot of their regular season games. That's where that trend is coming from. Like, it's both those teams.
And so you wonder maybe, well, who's going to be the leading scorer any given night? Because you don't have a Zach LaVine or a DeMar DeRozan. And Josh Giddey, while he's not a premium scorer, can score the basketball given opportunities. I like that teams, when they scout for the Bulls, especially without Kobe, they don't know who to stop.
You're going to have to figure it out. Since we're having fun with the box score, the line for Isaac Okoro, get it done, my man. 23 minutes, 0 points, 5 personal fouls. Play the defense, go wreck shop. That was great. Five rebounds, 4 assists.
The best part of his line, by the way, you know, he only took 2 shots, obviously, so over 2 from the field. But the best part of his line, you might be like, oh, well, 5 rebounds. He used his fouls because he got in a little foul trouble as well.
Yeah, they did get in some foul trouble.
But the most telling part about New Bull Isaac Okoro and his line, that man was a plus 17 game high for either team on plus minus. Plus 17 says a lot in a game in which nobody else was in double digits for plus minus.
Yeah, that is significant when you look at it like that. Although Dalen was minus 10.
Well, Dalen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we.
Dalen.
Yeah. 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 Now, when it came to your player of the game, you said it was Vooch. He was 11 of 18 shooting. He had 28 points, 14 rebounds, 2 assists. Let's listen to what Billy Donovan had to say about Vooch this game.
Vooch does an unbelievable job professionally taking care of himself. And I think, you know, getting ready to turn 35 and the fact that he had an entire training camp this summer in Montenegro, I think he was one of the league leaders this summer in minutes played, you know, per game. He comes out of that, you know, he's got to fly obviously back here. You know, he's got kids, he's got school, takes care of himself. and he's worked incredibly hard in training camp. And listen, he's playing two different styles. The way they play in Montenegro is a little different than the way we play here, and he kind of worked his way through it. But you know, when he's playing at that level on both ends, it just it help, really incredibly helps our team.
This is Raheemy Harris and Grody on 670 The Score, talking about the Bulls' win last night, season opener. Nice to see.
And I thought it was an interesting touch that he mentioned the Montenegro and what they did in EuroBasket 2025. And here's why. Vooch went out there and played like he was still in his, you know, late 20s, early 30s, in the fact that he averaged 20.8 points, 11.6 rebounds, 4.4 assists, and 0.8 blocks in five appearances. And understanding what he was able to do there, and because he retired from the Montenegrin national team after this performance. This was his last send-off in that capacity for his national team. And to come back and be like, all right, back to basketball the NBA way, and to perform the way he did in game one, and to be joking around and talking as he was about Matis Puzelis after the game, even though he wants to play for a contender. We heard him say that just after the trade deadline last year.
Yeah, and it was addressed again at the end of the season.
Yes, so I think he's okay with where he is, though, because of what he's seeing around him right now. And I just think it's a very positive effort. Their next game in Orlando, by the way, and he knows a thing or two about Orlando.
He does, although that Orlando team has had players who have been known to give the Bulls absolute fits. We are going to take a look at the schedule, I think, in a little bit coming up. That's more for High Noon.
So I have a question for you guys, because I feel like there's going to be a lot of fans who have been burned by the Bulls in the last half decade, basically in their life. Like, there's going to be a lot of people who don't know if they should give this team a chance yet. Both of you, we are all Bulls people. We're going to watch the games. But for the people who don't know to give it a chance, what is the biggest selling point? And do you think they should give the Bulls a chance this year?
I mean, I think it's a fair question. I just don't think it's necessarily our job to sell. It's if you want to see how this comes together, because no other team in the NBA is really using this philosophy to build a roster. They're not really using this philosophy to decide how to use the roster on the court. That's probably it. Like, I joked about Billy Donovan, the season making sense if Billy Donovan would be the coach of the year last year. But I also think for what he did with the people we understood to be coming up in the returns of trades, for example, like the Zach LaVine trade, that was a different way of doing business than what we see in the league. When we talk about draft picks having value, it's because of how the Oklahoma City Thunder rebuilt their team, not only quickly, but to build a perennial contender. They're sustainable, you know, in what they're doing. And if you like team basketball, for example, you know, if you like old school basketball, I feel like the way the Pacers played all through the playoffs last year is for you. And what the Bulls are doing is a completely different concept.
There are no ball stoppers on the Bulls as far as their offense goes. No one's going to sit there and pound the rock for 10 seconds of a 24-second shot clock and then either make a late decision to pass someone or to take a shot themselves. It is a very free-flowing style of basketball in which people understand, I might have a good shot, but let me go and pass it to the next guy for a better shot. And I think it's a better brand of basketball than probably people have been watching for a while here for the Bulls. And I think their defense is evolving. It's going to take time. It's a work in progress. But I have full belief that Billy Donovan will get the best out of these players. And if Zach Collins comes back healthy in a reasonable amount of time, and if Kobe White and his calf strain come back in a reasonable amount of time, they're going to be a problem for a lot of teams out here, because there's a lot of middling teams specifically in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, I think first things first, they've got to be a solution, though, for themselves.
Yeah.
And you and I both agree, draft picks are gold. They are mana. So you have to be able to use those in a way that really builds your team, not just in a roster situation for a year, but for many to come. And that having any sort of draft pick is only going to work to your favor even years from now. Didn't we see draft picks in the 2030s being traded when it came to the deals that were happening in the league?
Listen, all I know is the team that currently holds the NBA championship, the most recent Larry O'Brien trophy, has so many draft picks. They're going to end up trading those picks for future first-round picks beyond their years, because they're not going to be able to use them all. And it's scary that they have the roster they have with the capital draft-wise that they have. And that's why it seems like there's no end in sight for the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Sam Presti is living in 3008. I don't want to be in 2000 and late. That's it. That's how I feel.
Great use of lyrics there.
It's the Black Eyed Peas, Robbie.
I know it's the Black Eyed Peas. Yeah.
Were you alive when that album came out?
Gotta get that.
Yeah. He knows it. He's actually.
I was in middle school. Yeah, that was at the middle school dances. That is a very popular middle school dance album,
I would say. Yeah, that makes it make sense. When there's a large portion of that album on people's wedding playlists in 2025, I know what I'm dealing with here. People who need more music. I mean, I like that album, but you know, it's been a while.
They're still touring, but without Fergie. We need Fergie back.
Every now and then I will watch Fergie's national anthem. Just every now and then. Just to get a good laugh in. And mostly for the cutaways of people laughing at the national anthem at the time.
Mm-mm-mm.
If you want to cheer yourself up, that's a good way to do it. I think there's some people in the NBA that might need some cheering up. What on earth did we wake up to this morning?
News? Breaking news?
FBI indictments for a current NBA head coach, a former finals MVP, in fact. And additionally, as we mentioned, somebody who could have faced the Bulls in that last game that the Bulls played in last season, but he did not. Either way, active players, active coaches, and it sounds like there could be more. It's all coming up next on Raheemy Harris and Grody on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. Can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
To announce a historic arrest across a wide-sweeping criminal enterprise that envelops both the NBA and La Casa Nostra. But as you now know, individuals such as Chauncey Billups, Damon Jones, and Terry Rozier were taken into custody today. This is an illegal gambling operation and sports rigging operation that spanned the course of years.
Envelopes. Just kidding. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score, and we are still digesting the news that came out. This is about 9 o'clock our time that the Eastern District of New York, where you do not want to mess with the feds, announced the federal prosecution of over 30 people indicted in two separate illegal gambling related cases. Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier, Portland Trail Blazers coach Chauncey Billups and former NBA player and my colleague at Comcast Sportsnet Houston, Damon Jones, were among those arrested and allegedly involved in one of the schemes. And if that isn't wild enough, this is from NBC News. This is a summary that Marshall and I were reading during the break. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on the score. The Lucchese, Bonanno, Gambino, and Genovese mafia families were allegedly involved in backing rigged poker games to scam victims out of hundreds of thousands of dollars. In case you were wondering, that's four of the named five families.
And if you want to know more about the five families, break out your Encyclopedia Britannica, because that's what NBC News did to go and try to find out more information about this.
But wait, there's more. Three of the more than 30 defendants targeted in today's indictments, and they are indictments, that is something that needs to be pointed out here. Famously, you can indict a ham sandwich. Were allegedly involved in both the sports betting scheme and the fraudulent gambling scheme, and that goes back to the FBI's New York field office. It's also important to note, this is not something that started, say, January 20th of this year when Trump took office. This is before that. This is years in the making as to what the FBI is saying. And in one of the alleged schemes, poker games were using rigged technology, such as chip tray analyzers and an X-ray table that could read cards face down on the table. That, according to prosecutors.
They also had the glasses that they were using that could see the marked cards if you put the glasses on. So if you're sitting across the table from someone, you know what cards they have because they're marked on the back and you've got the special vision to be able to see that. This is
highly sophisticated. Are we talking about an Ocean's 11 movie or yeah. Are we talking about real life? Both. I don't know anymore.
Here's how, if you're wondering, okay, so how did the NBA players, coaches get involved in this? As part of the alleged scheme to fix poker games, professional athletes were allegedly used to lure victims to the table, with prosecutors describing them as, quote, face cards. So the so-called face cards included the defendant, Chauncey Billups, who at the time of the scheme was a former NBA player and is currently the head coach of the Portland Trailblazers, and also Damon Jones, a former NBA player. And the victims were allegedly referred to as fish, people who had no idea that everyone else at the table was in on the scam. Once the game was underway, the defendants fleeced the victims out of tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars per game.
The New York City Police Commissioner detailed how Teddy Rozier was allegedly involved in the gambling scheme. Tisch detailed how Rozier was allegedly involved, citing a March 2023 date when he was still playing for Charlotte. He allegedly, quote, let others close to him know that he planned to leave the game early with a supposed injury. Planned? Thanks to Rozier's information, members of the scheme placed more than $200,000 on his under statistics. Tisch alleged, noting that the bets generated tens of thousands of dollars in profits, which were later delivered to Rozier at home. As the NBA tips off, his career is already benched, not for injury, but for integrity, Tisch added. You got to get a couple good liners in, I guess, when it comes to it. These are very, very serious allegations. And people are also starting to post videos of Terry Rozier that are not favorable.
They look like more what you would see on a Saturday morning with your five-year-old playing basketball than an NBA player.
Some really, really purposefully bad missed shots, turnovers, things that make you question a lot.
It's the turnovers with the bad acting thereafter that really hits.
Yeah, you're used to the bad acting happening when it's a flop or a foul.
Right.
Now, you pointed out a really important note with all of this too, Marshall, when you mentioned that there's a connection to Jontay Porter.
Yeah, I think you have to understand, as you said, this isn't something that was like happened this year. This all ties back to Jontay Porter being a part of this, and you have to wonder if he turned state's evidence in some way. And there's a lot going on here.
There never seems to be just one. Yeah, this is from Ryan Riley of NBC News. Gambling scheme was investigated before Trump took office, sources say. Now, that's pretty common for a federal investigation, especially when at one point I read that their conviction rate was 93%. It's usually something that takes years in the making. Officials mentioned during the press conference that the case was tied to the case against Jontay Porter, who was charged under the Biden administration. Porter pleaded guilty back in July of 2024. That's before Biden had even dropped out of the 2024 presidential race. I think they say that to let you know this is outside of any presidential person in office. This is outside of any presidential politics. Like, this was apolitical to that and seems to be based on law.
The crazy part is this happened early this morning, like even before our pre-show meeting.
And we're like all walking to work reading stuff, right?
People are waking up in Portland, Oregon, like now, the last couple of hours.
Yeah, it's 8:53 there.
What do you think the reaction is to their head coach being involved in all of this?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I think of our friend Sean Hyken, who used to report on the Bulls here, who's in Portland. This is one of the wildest stories I think I've ever read. And let's face it, there have been some pretty big ones involving athletes and breaking the law in different ways. But this is absolutely up there. And I think a lot of people asking the question about whether or not there's more, that's the fairest question to ask in all of this. Like 312 says on our text line, $13,000 of bets at plus 150 wins, that's at roughly $19,500. Split evenly, that's $6,500 for Rozier. There has to be way more than just that bet. Exactly.
No, there's a lot going on. And I think the most scintillating part of this, whether you want to talk about the sports gambling part with Terry Rozier ducking out early from a game to hit his unders.
Well, and it sounds like there was some hedging of bets here, like maybe one helped pay for another.
Right. So the tie is there. But once you have someone involved with an organized crime family.
Four of them?
And understanding how that usually works, these people will no longer be allowed to do basketball until these allegations are clear. For, like you said, integrity purposes, going back to the play-in game last year with Terry Rozier not playing, coach's decision.
He was the only one.
And he was cleared by the NBA, by the way. He was cleared by the NBA, but this is obviously a much bigger thing. Again, most scintillating part of this, to me, is that the technology was used, whether it's the glasses with the marked cards, or the fact that they actually had poker chip trays that secretly read cards with a hidden camera and special contact lenses or eyeglasses that can also read the pre-marked cards, and they had an x-ray machine underneath the table.
So my brother works in chip design.
Okay.
So like, for example, like you would put like certain chips in certain like, or chips and chips. You would put poker, like chips and poker chips that would kind of like what happens with the technology at Amazon Go where it's based on weight, and then you would feel a difference in the weight and that would get calculated. And I never thought it would be talking about this on air right now on a sports station, but there is technology to back it up. But I feel like I'm in a movie or something out of one whenever I'm discussing this.
Oh, there
stuff.
Will be a movie, a documentary. There will be all the things about this particular situation.
Well, it sounds like a lot of people, if they want to talk, might be from incarceration at this rate. These are some serious allegations, and this is I assume it's a story that is going to continue to develop because, man, I tell you what, Southern District of New York, when they get involved, game over. Game over. This is Rahimi Harris and Grody on 670 The Score. And we have to talk about football next, mostly to get our minds right, but also because Tim Jenkins led us down a path that I think we need to reevaluate regarding Caleb Williams. And our Mark Grody did the thing. He followed up with him about it in yesterday's press conference. So we got some answers. We'll do that for you next here on Rahimi Harris and Grody on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
be just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.